In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A disturbing event out of Oklahoma and Iowa, believe it or not. Remember at one of our shows last week, I pointed out that in Florida, they now have passed a law that says you have criminal immunity if you decide to run somebody over who's protesting. And a protest is any group of three people or more. This gives license to people to run over people and kill them in Black Lives Matter protests. I can assure you, if you tried to do it in a pro-Trump protest, they would find something to charge you with. Now it turns out that Iowa and Oklahoma are doing the same thing. This is an invitation to murder. It's an invitation to murder. The suspension of state laws to permit the murder of people that the Republican gerrymandered establishment doesn't like politically. This is right out of Russia, China, jihadist countries. There's two ways to oppose it. One would be for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule that that is unconstitutional. But the problem with that is they will do that. But the U.S. Supreme Court can't order a state to pass a murder law. So, I mean, this is absurd, but if Iowa, Oklahoma, and Florida said we're going to get rid of the murder laws, period. Well, here's the real remedy. The real remedy is there are federal criminal laws that prohibit this. The Attorney General Merrick Garland has got to be aware that in Iowa, Oklahoma, and Florida, murders through running people over at protests have to be prosecuted federally, the civil rights violations, and when they're convicted, throw the book at them. Throw the book at them. What's disgusting to me, the governors of Iowa, Oklahoma, and Florida, the legislatures gerrymandered Republicans, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Florida are passing immunity for murder, for running over people who are protesting, which translate means Black Lives Matter people. This is America. Those are not American governors. Those are not American legislators. They are not serving the interests of the United States or their states. They are acting like commies and jihadists, and they should be considered accordingly. Go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. Yeah, you know, really and truly, they are terrorists. And, you know, if you notice, a lot of these wacky laws are coming from places where Republicans run the show.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of their laws that they're passing are similarly written, like when the Koch brothers, Alec, that group, you know, took over our state and totally destroyed all the great things that we had. You know, like even the way people are hired to work for the state, remember that? They even dismantled, you know, our workers, you know, where you get jobs.
Right.
You know, remember they got rid of the state testing so we had qualified people. And remember Walker was going to try to take over the hiring. It was so bizarre. And then when I saw Walker, when he was elected, sitting in Trump's chair, I knew that we were in for a you know what of a ride. And these same people who are paying for Republicans to get into office, I sure hope people wake up because it is so sick. You know, I'm 66, and I have never seen, you know, the putrid behaviors of the Republicans. And I'm not talking about, you know, your normal Republicans. Not, I'm talking about the leadership and the people that are holding offices, and then the way that they manipulate people. Well, you got to work. You're taking away your freedom. I couldn't believe when Jordan went after Fauci and, you know, started going after him about our freedoms, having to wear masks. Isn't that sick? I mean,
yeah.
I think it's sick. But anyhow,
right, and he hit some excellent things. And, you know, when he went after Fauci, Dr. Fauci is about as mild a guy, and he's very courteous. I mean, even crazy stuff, he's very, very oblique about how he criticizes it. But Jordan's a bully. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, he's a bully. And he went after Fauci to try to ingratiate himself with his base. Do you know, Gene, that Fauci has gotten death threats? And his family, he has to have security. He has to have security for trying to do the right thing and get this pandemic wound down. And the right wing of the Republican Party has death threatened him. They have death threatened him. And you made a couple of other good points, and I want to hit them because they're very, very important. Many people forget this. Before Walker got in, we had civil service. And civil service is a way of setting up hiring that's based on merit and not who do you know. Not who do you know. Like, Mo, my brother-in-law works for DMV. He can get me a job, that kind of thing. We don't want that. This is Wisconsin. So we had civil service. So you want to work for DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles. You want to work for the DNR, whatever. You know what you do? You apply and they give you a test. And then they rank you and see where you should go. And it was very fair. Walker got rid of it. It took us it's been in effect for many, many decades, but for a long time, certainly through the 19th century, we didn't have that in this state. And yet Walker, we finally get it. Walker got rid of it. And now it's, who do you know? You know, your buddy. Yeah. More importantly, when Walker was in, are you a Republican? Are you down with Walker? Because if you're not a Republican down with Walker, you ain't going to get work. And that's what he did. And everybody figured, oh, okay, why not? People are very lazy. They yawn. What Gene was referring to about Trump's chair, and it was pathetic, actually. It's funny, but pathetic. When Trump got elected, he invited Walker to the White House. And Walker said, can I sit in your chair? Isn't that sad? And here's a guy that ran for president. Can I, like, sit in your chair? And he got in his chair, and he swiveled around like a kid, you know, like, say you were a kid and your dad took you to work because he had something to do on a Saturday, and you sit in his chair and wiggle around. There was Walker wiggling around and spinning around in his chair. Pathetic. Yeah. It was pathetic. This is Wisconsin. This is what we had as governor.
You know, and Matt,
he only beat him by 30,000 votes. We're split state, Gene. We're split state.
I know, and we got to keep educating people, because you know who's suffering is our kids. No wonder they're all depressed. They're seeing what the heck's going on. You know, they're seeing the lies and deception, and kids are pretty darn smart. And, you know, in the role models, just putrid, the role models, you know, I mean, I cannot believe, you know, that this mask thing drives me bananas. Like, these poor little babies can't wear a mask to protect people. And it's just like, grow up. You know, oh, they can have their guns, you know, and I'm not a, I have guns, so, but I mean, oh, they're going to take away our rights, can take away our guns for going after the, you know, the guns with a lot of bullets that can take out a whole bunch of people. I mean, it's so sick, and they whine and moan, and they never have any positive growth type things ever, an idea. All they do is run down the Democrats when they come up with ideas. Biden says, give us your ideas. All they do is run things down. They have not done one positive thing in our state since they took control. But anyway, I'll quit my whining, Matt, and you have a good day today.
Thank you, Gene. And you hit the nail on the head. And I always say that with you, but and a few others, but you did. And what the Republicans, it's not about growth. It's not about America. It's about staying in office and basically hurting the country because their donors want them to. That's what it's about. Going back to the lines, Mark of the Sack, my friend, we have a little bit of time before the break. What's on your mind? And then if I can't totally respond to it now, I will after the break. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Yeah, I was a state employee and retired from state service, and it was disgusting what Walker did to civil service. I mean, it just the depreciation of it under Walker, it was just disgusting. And he wanted to bust the unions because he wanted, you know, that was been Republican dream from decades now. that and Walker hasn't cared about people. We know that from when he was a county executive, when a garage collapsed and killed the kid, and Walker's campaign team wanted to keep the news about that, his ignoring of maintenance of public facilities out of the press, and Barrett didn't want to run on. You know, he didn't want to go after Walker, and that I told Barrett to his face he should have done that. But Walker never cared about people. He just wanted to care about busting the unions, and he's cared about himself since he was a little boy, I think. I mean, he's one of those sick people that just been a broken person since he was hatched, I think. That because his dream from being a little boy wanted to be president of the United States, not in a good way to serve the people, but to serve himself. Right. That the damage he's done to the state and to the country, because it started in Wisconsin. The Republicans saw what they were able to accomplish in Wisconsin, and that they've run with it.
Well, you're right. And not only that, you know, he got rid of civil service. Civil service is a way to get rid of corruption in hiring. You know, I mean, in the old days, like in Chicago, 60 years ago, you wanted a job, you went to your alderman, and if you were a loyal guy, you got a job. That's not the way to do it, and that's the way in most of the country. Wisconsin was clean. When Republican leadership got in, they put in dirty government. Wisconsin's clean. The people are clean. Put in dirty government. They put in things like forever chemicals in the water, get rid of wetlands, start to bust the University of Wisconsin. You know, they passed a tax that basically said manufacturers don't have to pay any income tax just because they own the company, even if they don't add any new jobs. They just stand by their people. And so the Republican Party has become a symbol of corruption in government. That was not true under Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, you know, Dwight Eisenhower. It was not true. But it is now. It has nothing to do with people who vote Republican. People who vote Republican are good people. They're Americans like all of us. But their leadership has betrayed them, and they have betrayed our country. That's my view. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man